Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. Well, this is the time of the year, the season, to buy fresh fruits and veggies and enjoy them to the max. But there are some things you need to think about. It may not be always the best choice to buy fresh. Perhaps frozen or canned would be a better choice for you. So why would you want to buy something other than fresh? Well, the first thing is that when you buy fresh, make sure it's the amount that you might use, because if those freshly harvested, like if we were going to a farmer's market especially, you expect that to be freshly harvested, and you take it home and let it sit on the counter or put it in the refrigerator for a week, much of that nutritional value is going downhill. Not completely lost, but will be reduced greatly in those first few days to a week, depending on what kind of produce it is. And if you're not going to be able to use it, are you willing to go to a little bit extra work to freeze it if you have the freezer space? So there's all those kind of ifs in there. As it won't do any good to buy fresh produce and then let it sit around or let it get rotten. So you need to be able to use it and put it to that good use appropriately. Probably the best thing to do is to, most times you want to clean it immediately. There are a few things it's better not clean. Put it in the refrigerator or take it home and eat it. That's the probably the best way to use fresh produce. But like I say, not always possible. So think about the quantity that you want to buy and how you will be using it. And some people say, oh, you know, it does take so much time to buy the fresh when you take it home to do prep. Well, the easiest prep is just cleaning it, and then you don't have to do a lot of cooking with it. Just eat it fresh. It's probably the easiest thing to do. Well, when you're buying fresh, whether it's in the store or from a farmer's market or from your CSA, you'll want to take a look at the cleanliness of it. And if there is a cut portion, for instance, a piece of watermelon or some other cut thing, make sure that it has been stored in ice or surrounded by ice so that it's been kept cold. Another thing that you'll want to be concerned about is, again, the cleanliness of the situation if it's a cut produce. And why do we say that? Well, for your own use. Something we don't think about is what the outside of that piece of fruit or veggie may have on it. It may be just dirt. It could be pesticides, depending on where you buy it, because you have lots of options for not having had pesticides on them. But at any rate, it's a good idea to wash them. What does that mean? It does not mean scrubbing for the most part. It does not mean getting a special vegetable cleaner, because those are on the market. It does not mean putting soap on them. It just means running them under cool water, and then you may, depending on the produce, want to dry them off. And that's especially true, think about, you take that, we're not quite to the watermelon season, but there's a lot of cantaloupe on the market right now. Be sure to wash it. You think, well, I don't need to wash it. Yes, rinse it, wash it, as we say, wash it under cool running water before cutting into it, because that knife can slice through and take some bacteria with it. And then, of course, you're going to want to put it in the refrigerator at 40 degrees or below. If you don't have a thermometer handy to put in your refrigerator, it might be a good thing to do is to check that, especially in your kitchen. If you have that situated so it's in a sunny window, it perhaps doesn't get as much air conditioning around it, your refrigerator can change the temperature inside, and it needs to be at least 40 degrees or lower. I want to go back to that cleaning a little bit, because it's something that some people don't think about. I mentioned watermelon, cantaloupe. What about bananas? We buy bananas. We take them with us. It's so easy, and we don't think about perhaps we should be rinsing those off also as we unpeel them. And, of course, apples and all those sorts of things do need to be washed. Not scrubbed necessarily, but washed. So be sure when you're doing that fresh stuff, again, it sounds like it's going to take a lot of time. You know, it's just a minute to take care of that kind of thing. So what about buying the frozen or canned? You're going, oh, I don't know about that. Well, sometimes there are some pros, some positives about buying frozen veggies, and some are better than others in terms of both the vitamin content and also the quality. Things like peas, beans, corn, spinach are all great frozen. Some other things, because they have more water in them, may not. For instance, celery is not very good frozen, although, you know, you can put it in a stew or something. There are some things like that. I don't think cabbage is very good frozen, although some people think it's great. So depending on your preferences, some vegetables frozen may not be up to your standard. When we buy commercially frozen foods, they are usually frozen very quickly. They're not very much time from the field to the time they're frozen, so they're pretty much nutritionally equivalent to fresh and usually have no sodium added in that freezing process. So they are a pretty good choice as compared to fresh. And they're there. You know, if you have freezer space, they're handy. They're right there and take just a couple of minutes to cook if you want to cook them or put them in a, as I say, some other dish, casserole, stew, crock pot, etc. What about frozen fruits? Well, again, nutritionally, they are almost equal to the fresh, but the texture on most fruits changes much more drastically than the vegetables do. You think about strawberries, raspberries, those kinds of things. Yeah, once they're frozen, they get a little mushy when they are unfrozen. But hey, they're great when they're put into other, like a smoothie, they're put into breads, they're put into other baked goods. They can be great. And again, they are very handy. What about canned veggies? We talked about the frozen side of things. Canned veggies, well, they are convenient. And they may be a very good price, depending on, you know, sometimes you have good bargains if you want to buy something that's at a reduced price, because they're, and often that's when the fresh is in season. Sometimes then the canned goes on sale. And they have a long shelf life. So it's a whole lot better to eat canned veggies than it is to go without at all. The poor thing about them, often have excess sodium added, and they can sometimes not look quite as good. Think of the change of color in some produce that as it's canned, and they may lose some nutritive value in the processing because of the heat. But again, done commercially, that's done pretty quickly, and the nutrients lost are not so great. And they're certainly, again, better to eat them than not eat them at all. Some things you may want to choose canned rather than frozen. Some people prefer the flavor of some things. I'm thinking green beans, for instance. A lot of people like canned green beans rather than fresh or frozen. So the flavor and the texture may be something that your family prefers. Canned fruits, well, again, convenience, availability, long-lasting, and easy to use. The bad thing about them, they're usually loaded with added sugar, and they do lose some of their fiber content. However, when we talk about the sugar, you have some choices there. Some are canned in water. Some are canned in light syrup, so you can make some choices there. And if you're putting them into baked goods, if they are in the syrup or heavier sugar, you can reduce the amount of sugar in your recipe. Again, texture is something that some people have preference one way or the other. Some people say that the canned fruits are mushy. Others don't think so. Probably pineapple in its own juice is one of the best choices of fruits in terms of not much change in the texture and the flavor. One other canned thing to think about is canned fish. That's not something that I think about often. I usually go to the frozen place. I don't have any fishermen in my family to have fresh. Used to when I was growing up, both my parents liked to fish, and we often had fresh bullheads and Not trout. I'm trying to think what a pike, maybe. We had some fresh fish every once in a while. Probably bullheads were the most common. Pretty good stuff. But there are choices of canned fish. And again, convenient. They still contain all of those superstar omega-3 fats. And they are low in contaminants. So canned salmon, canned tuna, and perhaps sardines, if they're on your like list, those could all be good choices that would be very healthy for you. And you might want to take a look at the sodium content because that can vary a great deal. And again, what it's canned in, whether it's oil or water, you have some choices there to make. So think about, we all need to add probably a little more fish to our diet, and canned fish might be an opportunity to do that. So make your choices. You know, one isn't always better than the other. But when you have a choice, maybe fresh at this time of the year is the best way to go. Until next time, here's a thought. Most of the shadows of this life are caused by our standing in our own sunshine.